USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Wisconsin jury has found Kyle Rittenhouse not guilty of all charges in his double homicide trial. Rittenhouse remained still and emotionless as the verdict was read, but then broke down and sobbed soon after. Mark Richards, one of the defense attorneys for Kyle Rittenhouse, explains why Kyle was put on the stand.
We had a mock jury, and we did two different juries, one with him testifying, one without him testifying. It was substantially better when he testified, I mean, to a marked degree, and that sealed it.
President Biden is back at the White House after getting a physical and colonoscopy. Leaving Walter Reed Medical Facility in Bethesda, Maryland, Biden said he had a great physical. The president set to pardon the Thanksgiving turkeys at the White House later today. USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Democratic lawmakers are taking a victory lap after House passage of a big social spending bill. Talking with reporters, Speaker Nancy Pelosi calling the bill monumental and saying it's about the nation's values. This as Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy says the bill is way too expensive.
When you get rid of the gimmicks, it's like $5 trillion, $4.6 trillion. I went broke. I went broke reading it. We don't even have 5% of that. $2.5 trillion new taxes, $2.5 trillion new debt.
Some Hulu customers will see a price hike soon. The streaming service is increasing the cost of its live TV subscriptions by $5 a month while adding both ESPN Plus and Disney Plus. Next month, subscriptions with live TV will cost $69.99 per month for the ad-supported version and $75.99 without ads. USA Radio News.
Did you know Mike Lindell has over 150 different items on the MyPillow website, and any of them would be great for Christmas gifts for your friends and family? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 after you've explored the MyPillow website. Use that promo code USA and save big on anything in the MyPillow website just for Christmas.
The FDA gave emergency use authorization for Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to be used for children age 5 to 11 years old at a lower dosage last month. Chairman of the CDC Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, Dr. Matt Daly, claims kids do want to get vaccinated.
Many kids are very excited to get vaccinated. Not about the poke, but about the promise. You know, they know their parents have been very worried about COVID infections, and they think that getting vaccinated will allow them to return to some level of normalcy, you know, both in school and outside school.
Nearly 2 million children aged 5 to 11 have gotten their first COVID-19 vaccine dose. President Biden nominated two picks for the U.S. Postal Service Board of Governors that will replace longtime allies of Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. DeJoy is under federal investigation due to accusations of campaign finance violations and has been scrutinized for changes he's made that have slowed some mail deliveries. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the administration has ongoing concerns about the Postmaster General.
We're, of course, deeply troubled, continue to be deeply troubled, as many Americans are, by the earlier reporting on Postmaster General DeJoy's potential financial conflicts of interest, and take serious issues with the job he's doing running the Postal Service.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.